COVID-19 patients who need a ventilator to help them breathe are given drugs to help them tolerate the machine. When they no longer need the ventilator, it can take hours for them to wake up from the drugs. But some patients are still not conscious days later, sometimes weeks, sometimes longer. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story of a patient from Wayland who experienced what some call a persistent coma.
Leslie Katita said yes twice when doctors from a Mass General ICU called, asking if she wanted them to take extreme measures to keep her husband Frank alive. These conversations about whether to let Frank go or try some experimental drugs and treatments were in late March and early April. By the end of that month, Frank's lungs had recovered enough to come off a ventilator. But then Frank did not wake up.
It was a long, difficult period of not knowing whether he was really going to come back to the Frank we knew and loved. So it was very tough, very tough.
And prompted more questions about whether to continue life support. Leslie wrestled with the life doctors asked her to imagine.
If this looks like Frank's not going to return mentally, is that something that you and he could live with?
Every day, sometimes several times a day, Leslie Katita would ask Frank's doctors, what's going on inside his brain? Why is this happening? The candid answer was, we don't know. Dr. Brian Edlow is a critical care neurologist at MGH.
Because this disease is so new and because there are so many unanswered questions about COVID-19, we currently do not have reliable tools to predict how long it's going to take any individual patient to recover consciousness.
And more importantly, says Edlow, what their mental state will be if or when they do. This spring, as Edlow watched dozens of Mass General patients linger in this unconscious state, he reached out to colleagues in New York to form a research consortium. They're sharing data to determine which patients recover, what treatment might help, and why some patients aren't waking up.
There are several potential reasons for this, one of which is that we are having to administer very large doses of sedation to keep people safe and comfortable while they're on the ventilator.
Frank, for example, was on a lot of sedatives for a long time, 27 days on a ventilator. Edlow says some of these patients have COVID-related inflammation that may disrupt signals in the brain, and some have clots that have caused strokes.
So there are many different potential contributing factors, and the degree to which each of those factors is playing a role in any given patient is something that we're still trying to understand.
And how many patients end up in this prolonged sleep-like condition? Dr. Jan Klassen, a neurologist at New York's Columbia Medical Center, is part of the consortium working to answer that question.
In our experience, approximately every fifth patient that was hospitalized was admitted to the ICU and had some degree of disorders of consciousness. But how many of those actually took a long time to wake up, we don't have numbers on that yet.
Klassen says he's guardedly optimistic about recovery for some of these patients. A study he published and a recent case reported by Edlow at MGH show some patients' brains respond to verbal commands while they are unconscious. Leslie Katita says Frank eventually had a CT scan.
From what they could tell, there was no brain damage.
And then on May 4th, after 2 weeks of no signs that Frank would wake up, he blinked. Leslie and her two daughters watched on a screen, making requests, elated.
You know, smile, Daddy, hold your thumb up.
It was another week before the Katitas would hear Frank's voice.
We would all just be pressing the phone to our ears, trying to catch every word, and he didn't have a lot of them at that point, but it was just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Frank spent a month at Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital. He's home now, doing physical therapy, but has no cognitive problems. The Katitas say they feel incredibly lucky.
Because at one point, this doctor said to me, if Frank had been anywhere else in the country but here, he would have not made it.
That doctor said virtually all of the patients in Frank's condition in New York, for example, died because hospitals could not devote so much time and resources to one patient.
And that's a conversation I will never forget having because I was stunned.
We did have an advocate.
This is Frank.
Who could have gone the other way and said, look, this guy's just way too sick and we've got other patients that need this equipment. Or we have an advocate who says, throw the kitchen sink at it. And we happen to have the latter.
But how long should hospitals suggest that families wait for a loved one to wake up? Many hospitals use 72 hours, or 3 days, as the period for patients with a traumatic brain injury to regain consciousness before advising an end to life support. Dr. Joseph Giacino, who directs neuropsychology at Spalding, says he's worried hospitals are using that 72-hour model now with COVID patients who may need more time.
We need to really go slow because we are not at a point where we have prognostic indicators that approach the level of certainty that we should stop treatment because there is no chance of meaningful recovery.
Frank Katita's 2-week return to consciousness is an example. Giacino urges all of us to be sure loved ones know how we define meaningful recovery in case there are difficult choices ahead. The message from Leslie and Frank Katita is pretty straightforward. Wear a mask.
This is nothing to be trifled with. It's an absolute devastating experience.
I'm not considering myself one of those, but there are many, many people that would rather be dead than left with what they have after this.
Researchers hope to have the first numbers on the extent of brain injuries that result from COVID, including after a prolonged coma, sometime this fall. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.